What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of things from that game three. Mikal Bridges talking about how the real Celtics showed up on Saturday, at least for one game. They were in attendance.
That's who they are. And they knew it was going to be tough, especially. And, I think we might have let human nature get to us a little bit, but I think they just came out more urgent, you know, knowing that they're down.
And that was essentially what Josh Hart was saying as well.
You can play with enough urgency, enough physicality. Give them credit.
Mm. And you shot like crap. I mean, you were
five for 25 from three.
Yeah, so you had your off day, and Jalen Brunson had an off day. I knew, like, late in the game when Jason Tatum's running in there for a layup. He's got the breakaway layup, and Jalen Brunson's following him right here, this one. Like, there's no reason to foul him, you know? I mean, just why are you fouling him?
Well, if you're going to foul him, then don't let him get the layup.
Exactly. I mean, like, so they just had, like, a really off game. Everybody had an off game. And even though Jalen's 27 points, whatever it was, you know, most of that stuff came in late or not even that late because he didn't score, like, the last almost, like, 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's not who the Knicks are. So the Knicks had their terrible game, just like Boston had two terrible games up in Boston.
Game four tonight. Game five will be Wednesday in Boston. Meantime, the other game in the East, how about the Pacers taking it to Cleveland? And I mean taking it to them.
Into the forecourt, Nesmith. Turner is feeling it. And why not? Why not? Why not? A three from 2 miles away. Out on the left side. This cannot possibly be happening.
It is absolutely insane what's going on in this building right now.
A 41-point lead.
80-39 at the half.
Yeah, so Donovan Mitchell didn't play in the second half of this game.
Ankle injury.
They got hammered. Donovan Mitchell, I think, was minus 39 in this game or something.
35, I think. 35. Yeah. And of course, he tried to come out, warm-ups before the third quarter. Then he doubled over in pain. He went back into the locker room. They said he was doubtful to return. Never did, of course.
Guess what? You know what this means?
MRI today.
You know what this means? They're cooked.
Yeah, it feels like it, right?
Oh. There's Kenny Atkinson. So how did that happen exactly?
Complete domination by them. It's kind of the story, kind of in every facet. It wasn't like, tactics or anything involved. They dominated us in every facet of the game.
That's not what you want to hear. Here's Rick Carlisle. It's nice, a 3-1 lead. Yes, we won by a lot. The final was 129-109, and it wasn't that close. But he also says, let's all relax.
We haven't done anything yet. We're a pretty significant underdog in every game we've played in this series, and that will continue.
Unless you can't play, in which case you would not think that would be the case. Mitchell, the ankle injury, you mentioned the MRI. Obi Toppin, your old Nick pal, had 20 points in this game. And so a 3-1 series lead for Indiana. Meantime, the Thunder played the Nuggets looking to even things up. And you want to talk about bad shooting? The two teams in this game were a combined 21 of 86 from three-point range. Neither shot
the game
well.
Sucks because of
I
that.
Agree.
I'm just telling you, it's
more.
A brutal game because of this three-point line.
I agree. And
makes it too easy.
Yep.
Shea off the inbound, left corner. Played by Brown. Swooping left to right into the paint. Spins and fades over the right shoulder. The 16-foot jumper, nothing but net. Gildas Alexander, a big shot. He scored the last two Thunder buckets. Has 23 in game four, and OKC's up 5, 83-78.
Well, he finished with 25, a really good finish to this game, and the Thunder win 92-87, even up the series at 2-2. Nikola Jokic at 27-13 in the loss, but he shot 7 of 22, had 0 offensive rebounds. And yes, a very poor shooting night. So all even the first four games of that series. All right, the baseball story from the weekend. Good weekend for both teams, actually. Mets and the Yankees taking 2 of 3 from the A's and the Cubs. We start in Sacramento, where the Yankees beat, I guess we don't even call them Oakland or Sacramento. They're just the Athletics.
Yeah, that's right.
Is all they're called right now.
3-1. Rice drives it. Whoa. Deep right field. Way back and goodbye. A grand slam for Ben Rice blows it open. Yankees having fun in Sacramento. They got a 10-1 lead. What a shot by Ben Rice.
It was Emmanuel Babari.
You can sit on my face.
All right, great.
I'll never get old.
Dave Sims taking off already? Is he sick or something? What's going on?
He missed the weekend.
It probably was a scheduled
Mother's Day, maybe?
Could have been that. Oh, and the fact that it's, you know, Sacramento. You're going to take a series off early.
That's a good team, though, the A's.
Yeah, but still, it's Sacramento.
I mean, I know it's a minor league park, but it looked kind of fun.
Oh, this is
people
the
people packed out there in the
remember the A's owner. This is the weekend that they were waiting for.
Yes.
Aaron Judge coming to town,
right? Make some money.
Yeah,
but I do we know what was going on with Dave Sims?
I don't.
By the way, Chris Majkowski, who celebrated his, how many games in a row?
5,000. Yeah.
He has to have surgery coming up, so the streak is going to end.
Or
something. They mentioned yesterday that he's going to be out a few weeks.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I know.
That's okay.
Look at that.
Can't have surgery on a day off?
Touch the money, I guess.
Wow.
With the streak.
Wait till November.
Right. Hopefully it's nothing serious.
I hope not.
Yeah, they didn't give the details, but unfortunately, the streak's going to come to an end. One of the most impressive in baseball broadcast history.
You're not kidding. Well, the Yankees wound up winning 12-2. They scored 5 runs in the second, 5 in the fifth. That was the Ben Rice Grand Slam. It was his first of his career. He was with Susan afterwards.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I mean, it's cool to get something like that out of the way. Anytime you come up with a bases loaded situation like that, you're just looking to push some runs across, but a Grand Slam works too.
And then the Yankees are going to have a problem here now. Because you got Stanton's coming back. You got LeMahieu coming back. Mm. This guy has been great as a DH.
You know what they call this? Good problem to have.
That's not a good problem
until you have the problem.
You know what? It's not a good problem to have.
I agree.
You don't want to take this guy out of the lineup.
Yeah, but I mean, you got multiple options.
Yeah, what are they?
You just listed them all.
What are they?
You just listed them all. LeMahieu and Stanton. I mean, you got everybody coming back.
But what I'm saying, okay, so LeMahieu's probably going to go to second base because Chisholm is still hurt.
Hmm.
Right? So now you got Stanton coming back with his bad elbows. What does he do? He plays DH. What does Ben Rice do? He plays DH. Neither one of them play third base, which is where they could use somebody.
Usually these things work themselves out, Thorne. You know?
That is May. True.
Early May.
If they take Ben Rice out of the lineup, they are idiots.
I don't think Aaron Boone's an idiot.
I think he's not, I don't think he's an idiot either, but they may tell him.
No.
You know, we got Stanton.
Analytic geeks
million.
Not going to. Come on. How could the analytic geeks have anything against Ben Rice the way he's playing?
What do you think, Jerry?
I think they will figure out a way to get him at bats. I was stunned that the.
Get him at bats. He should be in the lineup every damn night.
I agree.
Especially when they play in Yankee Stadium and he's a lefty and you get that short porch thing that they keep talking about.
Well, the Mets have done it with Vientos and Beatty. Vientos hits home runs, he sits the next day. Beatty plays, hits home runs, sits the next day. It's worked out. So maybe it'll work. Maybe Stanton can
play left. Yeah, but the point being is that those two guys can actually play a position in the field.
For sure.
So Rice is not playing third base. I think he was a catcher at one point in time, I think. Stanton doesn't play the field anymore.
He does not.
And LeMahieu could play third base, but they'd rather have him play second base.
Is this a good time to do the...
Who's on first, Jerry?
I don't know.
Stanton injury pull, the next thing when he comes back, the next thing that knocks him on the
IL. I think he's got to come back first.
I agree. Okay. Here's what has to happen. You have to have a date for his return.
Yes. All right.
Then we do it.
Okay.
Sounds good. And then I'm taking flank.
He's going flank.
I'm taking flank, yes.
By the way, Aaron Judge was 4-for-5 on Sunday. Batting average back up over 400 to 409. He's got 39 RBIs. He did have a 2-run single. Tonight, New York in Seattle. We'll have it on the fan with coverage at 9 p.m.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit of a back-and-forth game in the late innings in New York with the biggest of hits.
3-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit deep to right center field. Back near the wall. Back goes Tucker. She is gone! Francisco Lindor with his 9th home run of the year. And the Mets are leading by a score of 3-2.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Holy
8:80 a.m. Mets Odyssey Radio with the call. Brandon Nimmo then capped the scoring with a 2-run homer, and the Mets beat the Cubs 6-2, taking 2 of 3 in the series. Here was Lindor on Roku. That's where this game was yesterday, on the home run off of Porter Hodge.
I faced him yesterday, and I lost the battle, but I felt like I had to get a bat. It just, I didn't
square it up. So today was just a matter of just getting a good pitch to hit.
And that's exactly what he did. He hit it a long way. Griffin Canning doesn't factor in the decision because they had him 1-0 lead. He gave up the home run, came out of the game 1-1. The Mets took the lead 2-1, so he was in line for the win. But then you get the home run from Chicago to make it 2-2. But he pitched great in terms of yesterday. 6 innings, just the solo home run allowed and only 2 hits. Here was Canning. Happy with your start?
Yeah, it was a good one. Feel pretty good about it. Just mixing it up, mixing speeds up, mixing pitches up, on the same page with Fluey back there. Good defense, timely hitting, just a good team win.
And Louis is Luis Torrens, who was the catcher until he took a foul ball off the manhood part.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lead. Francisco Alvarez came in to finish.
I guess they don't wear a cup.
I think he did. I think it just still got him. Here was Carlos Mendoza.
How's Torrens?
Better. Yeah.
Was he wearing a cup?
Oh, for sure. But, it doesn't matter there now.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
So yeah, I'm glad he was able to walk to the dugout. But yeah, he's in a better spot right now.
Oh, boy.
Listen, man, if you wear a cup and then that ball off the bat is still going, how fast do you think?
Fast enough.
I mean, and it hits you right in the ball sack, it's going to hurt.
Could you imagine if he wasn't wearing a cup?
He'd be in the hospital.
I told Al, I have a friend of mine who played with a guy in college, had an exploding testicle because of it.
Wow, exploding.
Took a ground ball short hop right to it. Like, it's not a joke.
We had a guy that had an inflamed scrotum sack because he got kicked there.
What, he didn't clean it or something? Or inflamed? Like,
no,
he
got tackled. And somebody, I want to say it's the heel of somebody else that just came up and hit him right in there.
And it was all swollen for a while?
Like a grapefruit?
I mean.
Or like a baseball maybe size?
I mean, we went in at halftime and he showed us. I've never seen anything like that.
Really?
Okay. Not good for your testicles.
Mm. Vomit right
it's
now.
Like it was literally like the size of a well-grown coconut.
Well.
That seems a little large.
Thoughts and prayers to Luis Torrens.
He still has his testicles.
Mets 15-4 now at Citi Field this season. They are home for Pittsburgh tonight. David Peterson to start on 880 a.m. Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10 p.m. At Giants camp, I mean, it's rookie camp. It is what it is. But a lot of people seem very impressed by Jackson Dart opening his press conference Friday.
Before you guys ask a question, could you just introduce yourself for me just to put a face to name and all that? Appreciate y'all.
You ever do that?
No. I mean, I didn't want to know any of them. But okay. Believe me, after a couple of years, you get to know every single one of them.
Fair enough. Well, that's how he opened his.
Well, I mean, maybe this is the new thing to do now, which is good. He sounded great.
Yeah. Or he wants guys to have accountability. When you rip me, I want to know who you are.
You'll believe me. He'll know who
he'll know. Of course.
Yeah, he probably already knows Gio. He has never met him, but he knows
I wasn't
him.
In town for that, so who knows? But somebody might have sent it to him.
You don't think he saw that on social media? Of course.
Someone might have sent it to him, one of those things.
And Abdul Carter wearing number 51. I'll have some audio from him coming up throughout the course
of
the morning.
Thing with these
he was asked ridiculous. About why 51, and he said because it was available. And that was going to make it his.
Somebody told him 5 of Lawrence Taylor and 1 of Phil Sims. So you got half of each of those numbers.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, we'll have that audio coming up. The Stars beat the Jets 5-2. They're up 2-1. The Panthers shut out the Maple Leafs 2-0. Series tied 2-2. And in golf, Sepp Straka won the Truist Championship, beating Justin Thomas and Shane Lowry by 2 shots. I will tell you.
Shane Lowry.
I watched the end of the that Myrtle Beach one. That was on Golf Channel. There was a 3-way tie for a playoff. Two guys, of course, on the green in regulation. One guy's off. The guy that's off chips in and beats the other two in the playoff as the other two guys miss their putts.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So that was
I heard there was a very
too.
Audible F word from Harry Higgs late in this. Did you see that whole
I didn't.
Thing?
It's possible. I don't know.
I was looking
but he was
for
one
it.
Of the three guys that was in the playoff. So
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.